Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to describe air conditioning. We're joined by Josh, the drummer of Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right, I know we're going to talk about air conditioning. Why is that?
Well, right now I'm in Taipei.And I think air conditioning is one of the necessities of life here in Taipei. If you didn't have air conditioning, it would be very difficult to survive.
Right, okay. Since it's so important, let's learn how to say it properly. To say air conditioning in Chinese, we say 冷气.
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 冷 means cold. It's a third tone, 冷.
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 The third tone, you need to go down first and up. We say 冷.
冷.
That's very good. 气.
气.
气 means air. So cold air. 冷气.
冷气.
冷气. 冷气 is cold air. When you put it together, that means air conditioning.
That's very logical.
It is logical. And...In Taiwan, I remember, since I grew up, every home, every single room has 冷气.
Yeah.
I remember when I grew up in Taiwan, all summers were really hot and the temperature could easily go above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like 37 degrees Celsius. And every single household had air conditioning. That was necessity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would die.
Yeah.Absolutely.
And when I moved to England, I was shocked that air conditioning, 冷气, was luxury. But on the other hand, every single household here, they have heaters, radiators.
Yeah.
We say 暖气.
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 Yes, 暖 is warm.
暖.
气 is air, warm air.
So once again, very logical. We have...cold air for air conditioning, and we have warm air for heating.
That's right. So to say air conditioning, we say 冷气.
冷气.
To say radiator, heater, we say 暖气.
暖气. Now there you are, Xiaolan, you see, because when I came to Taiwan, I was also shocked to find that it's unusual to have heating in homes here.And even when you go out in the winter, it doesn't get cold for very long in the Taiwanese winter. But when it does get cold, if you go on a bus or you go on the underground or you go into a shopping mall, they've still got the air conditioning on because I don't know why, but they don't really have heaters. So it's cold inside and then it's cold outside as well.
Yes, and depends on where the place is. For example, in America, many households, they have something called thermostat because they have very...distinctive four seasons, and the thermostat would just give you constant temperature as you wish. The same situation happens in China. Instead of having air conditioning and a separate system from radiator, they actually have thermostat. And as a result, in China, instead of saying air conditioning 冷气 or 暖气, they actually say 空调.
Ah, 空调.
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 空 means empty and means space. 调 means adjustment. So you adjust the empty space, and the empty space implies to the air.
Interesting.
So 空调 is the way they say that in China. And also when you talk about thermostat, you say 空调.
Okay, 空调.
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 Right. So now you talk about 冷气, you should feel much cooler.
Yeah, well, it's a good one to know. I remember one time in China, in Guangzhou, I was there with Transition. We were on a tour and we were performing in Guangzhou. And we had arrived at the train station. We had to take a taxi to our hotel before going to soundcheck at the venue. And it was in summertime. It was boiling hot. And we were squashed into this taxi with instruments and things.
Yes.
And the driver, she didn't turn the air conditioning on.
Gosh, she was trying to save her petrol, I guess.
Well, fortunately, I knew the word for air conditioning, 冷气. So I asked her, please, can you turn on the 冷气?
Right.
And she said, I can't turn on the air conditioning because the engine will have no power. And she turned it on to show us, and the car immediately stopped accelerating.
Stopped. Oh, no. Okay. So between moving from A to B or having cold air, I guess it was an easy choice for you to do.
Yeah, we just had to melt for an extra 20 minutes until we got to the destination.
Yeah. In summertime, in certain places in Asia, it could be totally unbearable. And I remember when I went back to Taipei 1 year in summer, it was like 38 degrees Celsius. That was above 100 Fahrenheit. And it was so unbearable outdoor. And every single building in the shopping mall, in the office, at home, they all have very strong and very, very cold air conditioning. So you just go in and out hot air and cold air constantly. That was like sauna.
Yeah, and coming from England, it's actually really interesting to try and get used to, because I have this lifelong habit living in England that inside is warm, outside is cold. So you go inside and you take off your jacket.
Right.
And you put on your jacket to go outside. And I found that in the summer,
it's reversed.
In Taipei, it's the exact opposite. You go inside, you have to put on a jacket because the air conditioning, the Leng Qi, is really strong.
Right.
And then when you go outside, you realize, oh, I need to take my jacket off again.
Okay, so that's a travel tip for you. When you travel to Asia, either Thailand, Taiwan, or Beijing, Shanghai in summertime, remember to bring a jumper with you because you will need it indoor.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We talk about air conditioning and radiator. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.